You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Nutrition researchers from the University of Auckland have recently been testing a new drug that is speculated to have life-extending properties. Alpelisib is showing evidence of extending the lifespan of mice by 10% and is showing signs of the process being healthier than usual. While they are a long way off, the researchers have been speculating about their ability to bring the treatment to humans. We heard from Troy Murray from University of Auckland about their studies.
Well, it's long been known that inhibiting a molecule called PI3 kinase in lower organisms like flies and worms can extend their lifespan, but we didn't know whether this held true for mammals and therefore could be translational. So the development of a cancer drug that targeted PI3 kinase provided us with the opportunity to test its effects in mice on lifespan and health span. So what we did, we aged some mice till about 1 year, then gave them this drug in their diet and monitored their health until they died a natural death. What we found was this drug can improve lifespan of both males and females by approximately 10%, and it showed some increases in health span markers such as strength and coordination. However, a caveat on this, that the mice treated with the drug also had some negative effects of aging, showed more negative effects of aging in terms of reduced bone mass and elevated blood sugar levels, which we would not want to see in human aging.
How long has this research been going on for?
Aging research is a really long-term project. Probably we initiated the study about 5 years ago, and there's still a long way to go before we can think about translating this work to humans.
So can this drug be improved upon within its current state, or is it limited at the 10% mark?
We think there is probably room for improvement. There's still a lot of work to be done on this area. We've only tried this one drug that is already commercially available and clinically utilised for cancer treatment, but we may be able to make tweaks to this drug. We'll use co-treatments of diet and exercise to further extend lifespan benefits. But most importantly, we want to focus on quality of life and health span. It's no good living longer if you're not living healthier and being able to be more engaged in society.
So is this drug more likely yet to be seen as a medicalized drug or something that should be involved in one's nutrition and diet alongside other things that you mentioned, such as exercise and your quality of living?
So at the moment, this is a prescription drug, and any targets like this will be a prescription, but that's not to say that now we understand this pathway, what this drug targets, we can think about looking more at more natural forms of manipulating this pathway through diet and exercise. And ultimately, there's not going to be one approach to extending lifespan. This is just one piece of the puzzle, and it gives us a new insights into aging in mammals and can help us target both diet and exercise.
Do we know what it is particularly about alpelisib that leads it to having these properties?
We know what it targets. So it targets insulin signaling. So it's kind of a trade-off, because if you have very poor insulin signaling, this is when you get diabetes, but this drug targets that pathway. So if we gave too much of this drug, you'd get diabetes. But we think it's a trade-off that you want a little bit to reduce the amount of carbohydrate or sugar you utilize and change your metabolism. This is a hypothesis, because what we actually saw, there was no consistent mechanism. We found quite different molecular signatures of how this drug affected both males and female mice, even though they both lived longer. So this is kind of an open question, exactly how the drug is improving health span and lifespan.
Are there any current dangers or fears that you and your team are trying to work through with this drug?
Yeah, look, there's a couple of things we need to work through. One is we saw that this drug reduced the bone mass of the mice. Even though they lived longer, mice may have less reliance on bone mass because they're smaller as they get older, but we know brittle bones is a real problem of aging in humans, so that's quite a cautious area we need to go into. The other thing we need to be really cautious on here, this is just one study and one strain of mice in one animal facility, so we need to make sure this replicates across different places with different mice and has good safety profiles before we go towards humans. And the third thing is we need to work on is, can we make a slightly different and change this drug to make it more safer and more effective, because we know what the target is now.
Is that a part of your goals, to see this drug shifted towards human usage?
Yes, certainly. As I said, it's a long-term project to get there, but this is really great first steps, particularly because really there's only a couple of drugs that have ever been shown to extend, consistently extend lifespan in male and female animals. And this one in particular is already used for cancer treatment. So we know it has at least a somewhat preferential safety profile. It's something we can work with because we know it's been used in humans before.
And what sort of changes do you think need to be made between now and then to see this project come to fruition?
I think we need to be really sure of our results by replicating it in different mouse strains in different conditions. And we need to be really sure of the safety. While we said this drug is taken in cancer, this is normally a short-term intervention where we need to know the safety profile in healthy humans and how this will affect healthy humans if it's taken long-term before we go to really long-term trials.
So what are your primary next steps in the short term? What are your next aims with your research?
I think our next steps would be around finding out whether we can tweak this drug and change it slightly to make it more efficacious and safer for the treatment, and also testing out whether this is reproducible in different contexts, such as in different animal facilities, different mice models, to make sure it will then translate to humans. Because the mice model we used are all very, very similar mice. They're genetically quite similar, but in reality, humans are all very different. So we want to make sure this holds true in a whole lot of different scenarios.
How does one practically change and modify medical drugs like this? Is it just balancing out the chemicals?
Yeah, basically little chemical changes so we can design drugs that act in slightly different ways but target the same target, so we can change specificity and the amount of dose needed for that drug.
Do you have any final thoughts or interesting things you'd like to share with our listeners?
I would just really like to thank the Health Research Council of New Zealand, which is a government-funded research funding body that supports this basic research and the emphasis on continuing this sort of funding up that can then lead to translational research in the long term.
And where can people go along to follow along with this work?
Keep in contact with press releases from the University of Auckland, Twitter and places like that. We'll try and make all our results public as they come through.
That was University of Auckland nutrition researcher Troy Murray talking about alpelisib, a new drug that has possible life-extending property.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.